It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, flu season is here, and it has so far been hitting Nebraska pretty hard. Thousands of people across the state have already had the flu this season, and that number is growing. Starting today, the Nebraska Medicine is going to offer walk-in flu clinics. Don't need an appointment to be seen at any of the designated flu clinics. So they're saying if you haven't had the flu vaccine, there's still time.
If you haven't had the flu vaccine or you weren't at the Golden Globes last night, they handed out flu vaccines in the middle of the Golden Globes. It looked like those were real.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know they did that. Wow.
People looked really freaked out. Like, I saw Keith Urban, and he looked almost like
I think
volatile.
They were real. Why not, you know, hire real nurses? But, yeah, the actors were all like, whoa, they're... So their bit was, Andy Samberg and them said, hey, in the past, we've done little gimmicks where they run out. You know, they do gimmicks. Sometimes they have people, real people. So to flip it up, it's flu season. We're just going to offer you guys flu shots. And they came out in the crowd, and they had the needles ready to go. Who wants a flu shot?
That was spooky.
I saw a couple of people get them.
How about, like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it like, was. Geez, I didn't ask, but okay.
But they were offering.
Yeah.
Have you had your flu shot?
I think it was just a bit. I don't think those were live needles, but oh man, did that look weird.
I don't know why they couldn't be, though. I'm saying they were asking. Right. Yeah, they weren't forcing it on you. They weren't jamming him in arms.
No. So flu season, the flu clinics, there's a couple across town. There's, you know, Midtown, Eagle Run. There's Nebraska Family Medicine in Bellevue, and then the one in Chaco Hills. So all those are, again, you don't need appointments. You can just walk in. And
you can find that on Google.
Yeah, I know. But, man, flu, once you have it, you're down for the count.
Yeah, once you have it, it's too late.
Yeah. Get a shot.
Well, there's, I mean, if you catch it fast enough, you can get that Theraflu, and, you know, hopefully they'd say that that can reduce it. But yes, yeah, once you have it, you're along for the ride.
I've been sick for 3 months. I'm telling you, 3 months. Solid.
Yeah, you're finally just.
I mean, no joke.
At the end.
You know what I've done for 3 months? Nothing.
Yeah.
Leave work, go home, and nurse flu. That's sleep. Been 3 months. That's as long as I can remember. And I'm sympathetic to anyone who's like really
sick.
Because there's people who don't get better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This was like, well, eventually this will go away, right?
You hope. I mean, that 1 year Molly was sick for almost 6 months, it seemed like.
I had that sinus thing. I kept having to go to the specialist. They were like, yeah, you've got weird sinus
tubes. Then you couldn't hear. What was that all about?
Well, just, you know.
Can you hear now?
I can.
Okay.
So, so blessed. Partial government shutdown. Now the third longest in U.S. history. It all comes down to the wall that the president wants to see approved by Congress. $5 billion. Democratic leaders want legislation to reopen the government before they'll even talk about money for the barrier for the border. 800,000 federal workers waiting. Now the Interior Department has floated the fact that they're going to dip into users' fees for staffing national parks during the government shutdown. A lot of national parks have been open, but obviously nobody is working to do things like take care of the parks and clean up after the humans.
This is tied for the second longest government shutdown. I just wonder how it was back on the last one. Was it as bad as this? I guess I don't know how they do the partials. Do they, is there a formula or do they go, let's shut down this, and that? Because last one was with Obama.
They had approval. So the reason it's a partial is because part of the budget had been approved and signed off on. So part of it already was taken care of. But then there was a part of the government that did not have its budget finalized yet. And that's the part that's shut down. But, you know, it affects all branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
A multi-million dollar sports complex could be going up across the river, Council Bluffs. It is a 75,000 square foot indoor turf facility. The $7 million Iowa West Sportsplex would include fields that could be used for multiple sports, soccer, football, baseball. If the project is approved, construction could start as early as this spring, and they could see the doors opening on it before the end of the year. And a portion of California's Pacific Coast Highway remains closed near Malibu into Ventura County. It all has to do with weekend storms that dropped heavy rains on the region, sending mudslides across the road and trapping at least four cars.
I thought you were going to say fire again. I was like, oh, no.
No fire. Rain. Now it's rain. More rain's expected this morning, but shouldn't pose a significant risk for more flooding or mudslides. United Airlines banning emotional support animals on long flights. So if you have an emotional support animal, you will not be able to carry it with you on flights longer than 8 hours. United says it's putting its ban in effect after what it calls an increase in onboard incidents with the animals. United says that the emotional support animals aren't used to spending hours in an aircraft cabin. So they're no longer going to allow puppies or kittens younger than 4 months to fly as emotional support animals, pets, or service animals. Sorry.
What they do before, I mean, they're allowed, or is just something they've always allowed is someone to carry cat on.
If you saw a dog, I mean, sometimes it was somebody who, it was their guide dog.
Yeah, yes.
You know, someone who was blind. Yeah. Or if you saw an animal, you assumed, since they were so rare, and it didn't appear that the person was, you know, visually disabled, you assumed, okay, well, must be something going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's just a millennial who gets cranky, doesn't feel comfortable at airports.
At the public, I like crowds. Their
emotional support ferret.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I don't think anybody ever asked before.
No, they just did it and said, hey, this is what I need.
Well, people who did it needed it, you know, I mean, and then now it's gone above and beyond. How about the fact that they had to say, like, you can't bring, like, your emotional support spider? I'm like, spider?
I guess if that's your thing.
Well, what was it, a tarantula? I mean.
Yeah, I guess so. But still, oh, my God. Yeah, no, please don't allow that in the cabin.
I think this all sparked up when that woman last year was with that peacock. They was like, okay.
Doesn't it seem classic, though, that what do you think is the most typical emotional support animal?
I would say it's a dog.
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 Yeah.
It's a dog.
Yeah.
Because dogs are best.
I love dogs.
Yeah. I mean, they're clearly the best animal. That's why when people need emotional support,
they go to their dog.
They go to a dog.
Yeah. That damn spider.
Or your cat. You know, my sidekick, my cat. But that's, you know, not for everybody, I guess. It's hard to, dogs just seem to be able to handle the airports better. You know, you see those big golden retrievers that are with people, and they just seem like happy to be there. They don't care.
What about this? Can my emotional support animal be a human?
You could.
I hire a small man or gal, and they got the little vest on, and that's my emotional support animal.
Isn't that just called like your life coach or your doctor or something?
No, it's emotional support human.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a psychiatrist would be.
That'd be a funny vest to walk around the airport with, though.
Yeah. I'm Jeff's emotional support animal.
The leash. Yeah.
They're like, you're a person.
And it's basically just an assistant. Yeah. I'm like, I need you to run and go get this. Go get me my coffee. Like, I believe that's just called an assistant.
They're like, no.
No.
So much more.
It's sort of more like a whoopee.
Jennifer's not here. I get really weird. Really froggy. Self-proclaimed Tuna King of Japan is making a big purchase, $3 million for a giant tuna.
He's a sushi king, right? He's a
3.1 million, though. But so that doubles the prior. I mean, that's what blew people away. Giant bluefin tuna sells for $3.1 million.
613-pound bluefin tuna. Imagine pulling that one in. What a fight that fish must have given.
I mean, I watch that Tuna Wars or whatever the hell is on TV every now and then. It looks exciting to catch tuna. Have you ever caught a tuna, Jeff? You've been fishing on the...
Gone tuna fishing. I've never caught a bluefin. I've caught a blackfin.
Oh, wow.
We're catching blackfin in the Gulf of Mexico and using them as bait.
Okay.
And those are probably the biggest fish I've ever caught. And those are just off the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Just leaning the rod over and letting it go straight down.
Wow.
Boom. It'd get nailed on the way down.
Really?
And
how
then
much
we were pulling up the blackfin and putting them in the wet cooler as bait.
And you chop them up or whatever? Okay.
No, we didn't chop them up at all. They're going on the hook as is.
Wow.
Trying to catch a marlin.
Big bait, big fish.
I don't know, probably all, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounders.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jeez.
And those are hard to bring in. Imagine 600. I mean, is somebody, there must be using what, like a commercial hook on something like for 613 pounds?
I don't know.
I mean, it can't be like a guy off the back of a boat, like, I got him. It's coming.
Geared up pretty well to catch it.
So they interviewed one of the big sushi restaurant owners in Tokyo, and he's still saying this is a lot to pay for it. I mean, the guy went nuts. He spent $3.1 million. This guy was expecting for a fish that size to maybe go for $500,000, and it went for $3.1 million. But you wonder how much they get back on that fish. So this will be the highest end sushi that they'll sell.
Oh, it's got to be good. You got to act fast. It doesn't stay fresh forever.
I mean, one fish.
That's a whole lot of dinero for one fish.
And then it's just something you're just going to eat. It's not like you're doing anything with it, but just sitting down and tucking in. Diet for the new year. We talked last week about the Mediterranean diet is the one that everybody's saying is the diet to follow. That's the hot new one. But one of the things that some other people were saying is, what about a diet that's a non-diet? It's called intuitive eating principles. And dietitians have been pushing it as a way of eating since 1995. And the idea is that you eat when you're hungry, you stop when you're full, you eat when you want, but you don't eat when you're just bored or what have you. I'm like, isn't what? It isn't really a plan. So it's a way of approaching food. It's like a lifestyle. In a nutshell, it's eating, you know, just when? It's
every day.
So one of the big ones, though, is taking out eating as entertainment.
Yes.
Which is what, you know, is the modern thing that humans do. We eat when we're bored.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you could take that out, which is difficult to take that out.
Yeah.
I know. Because I guess if you just ate just as a form of like, oh, my body is telling me that I am hungry. I eat. And then it's like, oh. Body is telling me I'm full, and you just stop and walk away.
So
sounds
normal.
Radical, but it's like so stupid. It's so stupid, but it's so apparently necessarily like hard to do. But I guess if you are looking for a non-diet diet for the new year,
you wonder how many people out there have a healthy relationship with food.
I don't. I can tell you that.
And I'm saying I don't know how we define healthy. Doesn't mean you eat too much. Some of us just
eat crap.
We're not on a plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's chaos. Some of us are chaos eating. Are we any different than the person who binges all the time? How many people have got eating figured out? It's probably the, you know, if you could handle this basic 10 principles of intuitive eating, you're one of the lucky ones that you can get it, right? Keep it simple. This almost sounds like people who work out or on that level. They probably just eat more.
They're on
intuitive eaters.
Yeah, they're on that. They prepare.
They eat to live, not live to eat.
Yeah.
Which, wouldn't you agree? The three of us, we live to eat.
Oh, I love it.
Regardless whether we eat too much or too little, we live to eat. It's entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what those fit heads always say. They're like, you eat to live, you don't live to eat.
I love to eat,
though. This is supposed to be about enjoyment, too.
Yeah.
They're saying that the intuitive eating is supposed to take the shame out of eating.
A shame. Eating.
Well, because you know how some people are like, oh,
you,
my God,
when you shame
so
eat,
much.
When you eat in the parking lot.
Yeah, but
of
I
a fast
it.
Food joint, so your girlfriend doesn't know you're doing it. That's
I
shame.
Well, I guess you're right. It could be. Okay, so just, I guess, eat responsibly.
Yeah.
New diet.
Just eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. I know, it sounds crazy, but try it.
Hello. You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
The high is going to be about 56 degrees today. All right, WWE.
No, say that again.
56 degrees. I know. You can walk around with a tank top.
It's January 7th, y'all.
Yeah. I wore shorts today, and I was even iffy on that. But I just grabbed them and threw them on and ran out the door. Kind of glad I did. This weekend was fantastic weather. Perfect weather, light jacket, or however you want to deal with it. But today I'm dealing with shorts. 56 today, 46 tomorrow, and maybe even in the 30s on Wednesday. But it picks back up from there. All right, so welcome to the show.
Do you guys do yourself a favor and check out Bad Times at the El Royale? I watched it over the weekend. And let me tell you, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Is it? I don't even know what this is, actually.
Do you own it?
I own it.
Oh, okay. This is in the
Molly
theater.
Doesn't rent. She buys.
I know.
So it's a great cast. It's like this, I wanted to see it when it came out in the theaters and it just didn't happen. And so, man, I'm bummed I didn't get to see it on the big screen. Chris Hemsworth is, I can't even, there aren't words for how handsome and unbelievably sexy he looks in this movie. It's like, it defies it reasoning that he could possibly be a human being. Like, you must have some sort of horrible flaw.
The trailer looks kind of, you know, trippy, like it's a murder mystery, whodunit kind of thing.
Because I'm not familiar.
All kinds of crazy stuff happening in one night at a motel. And in the trailer, all I just remember is, so I was going to rent it, but it wasn't available for renting yet. It was only available for purchase. Because it got good reviews when it came out.
Okay.
But in the trailer, I saw all it is just every time they show Hemsworth, he's dancing.
Yeah.
He's shimmying. He's doing his, I'm Thor.
Oh, no. I don't. This guy probably wasn't even in the same postal code as a carb while filming this. I mean, I showed the picture to my husband. And
he slapped it out of your hand. How dare you?
He's like, don't look that stuff up on my phone.
I love how Molly was texting us yesterday about this. I'm like, what is it? We're straight dudes watching football.
Yeah, and but you answered.
Well, I mean, it was there, but yeah.
And you're saying it's a good movie?
It's
is
good.
It?
So, yeah. So it kind of reminds me of a Quentin Tarantino sort of setup where it's like strangers all in one place. And it sort of also reminded me, do you remember that movie Identity with John Cusack where all the strangers are at a hotel together and like people keep dropping off and like what's going on?
Can't figure out who the murderer is.
Exactly.
So sort of like the movie Clue.
Right. This is along those lines. It's film noir. The idea is all these people check into the El Royale, which is like this sort of a hotel that's lost its luster. It is supposed to be right on the Nevada-California line. So you can choose a room. You can stay in either California or you can stay in Nevada. And it used to be quite the heyday for like the Rat Pack. And it's a period piece. Like it's set in the late 60s. And it's just, it's a really good cast. And the story is compelling. Like you definitely feel the anxiety that comes with it. Jeff Bridges, he plays a priest. And then Chris Hemsworth is this sort of...
What goes to your head?
A guy who doesn't have a shirt.
Yeah, his shirt is wide open.
You can't find a shirt.
Yeah. He has a shirt, just can't button it.
So what goes to your head when you're watching this stuff with Chris Hemsworth? Because whenever you see him in anything, it's like you fog over and that's all you see. And then you gush about it. But I mean, it's, I guess, no different than us looking at a beautiful woman in a bikini. But
right.
What goes through your head? Do you really say things to Peter like, oh my God, check this out?
Seriously, like I went up to Peter, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like I can't even believe like Chris Hemsworth is actually out Chris Hemsworth himself. And he's like, stop it. I was like, no, I'm not kidding. I don't fangirl very often because you're just so used to how beautiful he is. But this movie was like ridiculous. Like I can't imagine having to be the people that had to work on that set. I just can't even imagine keeping your focus when Chris Hemsworth's there, who's like the nicest guy and he's got a great sense of humor. Tell me he's got some horrible flaw. Like
his breath stinks.
Halitosis. Exactly. Yeah. Like there's just something awful, you know?
It stinks.
It's just, yeah,
smells
right.
Smells bad, like vitamins
smells
or something.
Terrible. But he's just, yeah, no. And he's so charming and he's such a devil in this movie. Like he's a psychopath. And so that's the other thing is that you're like, well, obviously, if a guy looked like that, it'd be hard to tear yourself away.
His wife is a Spanish model and actress.
Yeah. They've got like a million kids. They've got like a shoe full of kids. I mean, just seriously, he's perfect in every possible way. He defies human parameters of like what you should all be allowed to have, like only so many great qualities, and then at some point you just need to stop.
God,
what do you think those genes are? It's just because it's Australian. I mean, Hollywood is full of Australian expats.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because
I mean,
like,
what is in the Australian genes? It was a penal colony, so they're like they all had to kind of be survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, inbreeding?
Not necessarily inbreeding, but I'm just saying you come from originally. You know, unless you're the guards that have spread your genes. A lot of them were British.
Royalty.
Or just members of the British colonies used it as a place to dump prisoners in Australia.
Okay.
So they're the rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, they're mutts like Americans.
Okay. Right.
I don't know. I mean, and I recently just got done watching The Hunger Games with his brother Liam, and Liam is so not, like, there's just...
You call him Liam the Lesser.
I do.
What's the other brother's? Doesn't he have more than one?
Yeah, and then there's Luke. Oh, Luke, yeah. Poor Luke. Luke's like just a... I mean, it's poor Luke. I think he's maybe he's the oldest. I'm not sure how he falls in the Hemsworth running order, but I mean, wow. He's tiny. He's not built like his brothers. He kind of has that like Hemsworth eye twinkle thing. They've all got those really pretty eyes, but like other than that.
Listen to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
He jumps right in.
The twinkle. Oh my God, the twinkle. Yes.
Totally. That's why she texted me.
He's got the twink.
Yeah. All right. Well, we know you got the juices flowing for Hemsworth.
Oh, but you have to watch that scene in order to like truly appreciate just those are the hardest working jeans. I don't know how they stay on. I don't know how his jeans stay on his body while he's dancing.
Listen to yourself.
Get a hold of yourself, will you?
I don't know how their jeans stay on.
I'm just saying the wardrobe department really did a crack job of like keeping it all.
Is he wearing a belt?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's a belt?
I know his shirt's got embroidery on it and he's wearing a necklace and then there's jeans, but I don't, and he's barefoot and he still towers over everyone. And he's just made perfect.
So you're going to get a beer gut someday.
I can't wait.
I know. I was like thinking about that when I was watching Jeff Bridges get that award last night. Because Jeff Bridges was like very handsome.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, he was no Chris Hemsworth. But they were just in this movie together. And it's like, wow, there's going to be some point where Chris Hemsworth is just this old.
Maybe.
Van Dyke guy sitting in the audience.
Oh,
he's like 150 million years old and be like having to tell your kids, no, you don't understand. This guy was a god.
Channel 94.1.
Celebrities, I know Golden Globe went on.
Yeah, Golden Globes were last night, and they handed out a bunch of statues. One thing that's been probably an unforeseen takeaway was the Fiji water lady that was on the red carpet and ended up basically, unintentionally photobombing all of these celebrities.
She was, I think she did it on purpose. I've already found her on Instagram and she's a model in a lot of those photos. You know, it looks like it's she's posing and smiling and looking at the camera. She knows what she's doing.
They must have let him know. I mean, because Fiji was the official water sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
But if people miss the Golden Globes, what did you miss? I mean, clearly we're talking about the Fiji water girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before.
There's sort of like a lot of misses.
Yeah.
You were like, well, where was the Lady Gaga winning everything? And where was this? And
the big misstep, I think, right out of the gate was the monologue was just,
it
bad. Fell flat. I don't know. It didn't seem like a lively room. Usually the Golden Globes are kind of fun and everybody's sort of whooping it up because it's film and television in one room and they've been eating
people
and drinking.
People are partying. So did the bar open late? Did it close early? What the hell? People are supposed
to be doing
the Golden Globes supposed to be the one where they announce your name and you're still in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's that kind of party.
You're wasted. Yeah. You go up there with a glass in your hand full of juice.
Maybe everybody's on dry January.
Are we ever going to get back to an awards ceremony with, Ricky Gervais level, just let it rip?
God.
You know, he's out there making fun of everybody. I mean, and it was loose. The jokes were edgy. Right now, everybody's butt is so puckered. Like, oh, dear Lord, don't say nothing. I mean, didn't you say that the jokes were so safe?
Oh, absolutely. So safe. And then the few that did actually make some sort of waves. They were sort of mean-spirited, but like even mean-spirited by roasting standards. Like it was weird. They went from zero to like, whoa. One of the things that they did was they were roasting Lady Gaga about, you know, all that press junket. We even talked about it, about if there were 100 people in a room.
Well, that
and
even fell
people.
Flat.
And that fell flat. But the whole joke of that was premised on the fact that Lady Gaga would be having to leave with a wheelbarrow for all the awards she was going to win that night. And then that didn't happen. So then it seemed like really mean. because it was didn't, you know.
All right. So is there any gossip? You teased that the water
so
girl.
Fiji water girl. It's interesting. She was a Toronto social worker and now she models. But like, that's her background. She's 30-something. She's married. Her name is Kellith Cuthbert. And she said that the funny thing is that she's like, I thought I don't need to put a lot of work into how I look. Nobody's going to notice me. It's the red carpet. Like, everybody's going to be, nobody's going to see me. I'm just going to be the water girl hanging out on the sidelines. And she's like, you know, it's hysterical to me and my husband that this has turned into like a whole thing. You know, so her only regret is that she didn't spend more time getting ready. She's like, now I wish I would have, you know, maybe slept a little bit longer or put a little bit more effort into my makeup and hair, because I just thought, whatever, I'm going to be wallpaper.
The Globes, they ran 20 minutes over the allotted 3 hours.
Did they really?
It was long. And they were quick. Didn't you think, like, the way they announced people, you know, they're like, and the nominees are.
I made it an hour. Not even that. I don't even know how long it was, but it wasn't long enough to care or even pay attention that much. But you obviously watched the whole thing then? Is that the deal?
I made it until the last two, because at that point I was cashed and I couldn't care less. And so then I ended up just watching, reading the updates from Twitter on my phone in bed. And then at that point I was like, oh, well, I wish I would have watched, because it was Rami Malek winning for Bohemian Rhapsody and his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. And then Bohemian Rhapsody winning the big, you know, basically I thought I was avoiding having to see A Star Is Born and the whole cast get up there and be like, oh my God, this was such a miracle.
Did Peter go to bed early?
Oh, yeah, he went to bed really early. So my husband's a huge Bears fan, a Chicago Bears fan. And, yeah. And that was the thing. I saw him this morning and I was like, how are you? He's like, Bears still lost. I was like, okay. So that's
still hearing the ball clink off the post.
Yeah.
I thought Carol Burnett was my highlight.
You know what? She was.
When she grabbed her ear. It was cool seeing her do that again.
Yeah. And it was early too, by the way. The thing was early into the Golden Globes, which I thought was good.
Carol Burnett needed to get to bed.
Oh, so okay. That explains it.
They didn't get her back into the old folks home.
I loved her point about how the show that she made then could not be made now. I really enjoyed that, because it was actually one of the things that I was thinking about when they were going through all of the, you know, the reel of showing her best ofs. I was like, God, could you even make a show like that anymore?
Nah.
You know, like, would you even, it would get lost in the shuffle was more my point. I didn't even think about how much it cost. I just thought more about everything's now streaming and networks and cable. It's like a new show pops up and unless you go viral immediately, you can be the best show in the world. But if nobody's seeing you. But she was at a time where it was like, you had three channels. You had to watch something, you know? And we were just blessed that it was like Carol Burnett and her comedic genius.
That. Remember that? Three channels.
Right.
Wow.
But I didn't realize the money. And she was talking about how they had the orchestra and how many costumes they did each week. I'm like, yeah, you'd never get a green light.
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway were hilarious.
Oh, God. It was just such a great show. So last night, Golden Globes, looking ahead. Next thing is the Oscars in the coming week. In about 2 weeks, they're going to be announcing the nominees for the Academy Awards, which will be interesting. And hopefully maybe we'll get an announcement about who's going to be hosting. Kind of want Kevin Hart at this point, because maybe he'll go up there and shake it up a bit, because last night was just watching two people play it safe was a waste of a hosting platform.
But some people liked it. Because remember, that was the bit that they said that they were doing a roast and then they opened with nice comments about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some people liked that.
Different than the other.
Yeah. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Wow. Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only...